Merry Christmas, Jacob. I mean, Merry Christmas.
It's that time of the year when miserly Ebenezer Scrooge and sweet Tiny Tim electrify the Hartford stage with a heartwarming story, like they have these past 15 years. But now, in honor of the theatre's 50th anniversary season, the production has redesigned costumes, more special effects, and new lighting. The holiday cheer is much needed, for the Hartford stage, like its counterparts nationwide, has struggled through the tough economy. I'm here at the business offices with Managing Director Michael Stotz. He says that in the last few years, audiences have tightened their budgets and cut back on the number of plays they saw.
On an annual operating basis, it has been very challenging. I think it's been harder in Connecticut than in some other states, and I think it's taking us longer to recover. We've seen a decline in ticket sales. We've seen a small decline in contributed revenue. But at the same time, we're seeing all of our costs go up. Our challenge really is to diversify our revenue stream as much as we possibly can in what is going to, I think, continue to be a very challenging economic environment.
Although ticket sales declined by 25% for 5 years through the downturn, Stotz says the theatre institution will break even this year, thanks in part to cost savings through salary freezes, eliminating positions, revising health insurance policies, renegotiating leases and vendor contracts. Despite these measures, they did not compromise on artistic integrity.
We tried as much as possible to find the expense savings on the operating side of the budget and not the artistic side. I'm very proud, actually, that during the down period, we were able to hang on to large shows, large number of actors, the costumes and sets and the physical production values. It was not as noticeable that we were struggling because the quality of production was maintained during that time.
Stotz says the economy is starting to turn around, and after years of decline, the theatre saw a 10% increase in subscribership last year. He credits this to new projects and to the new artistic director, Darko Treshnik, now in his second season here. So, what's the magic formula? I ask Treshnik. He doesn't really like that word because it sounds measured and limiting. For theatre to truly work, Treshnik says, excitement and diversity in programming is absolutely necessary, from drama to the occasional musical.
I am the next Earl of Highhurst.
We try and balance things between revivals and new works, between things like the piece we did with Baryshnikov last year, which was a departure for our audiences, but that's kind of on the high art end of the spectrum, and then on the other hand, Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, which is a very good piece of populist entertainment, and I think our audiences deserve everything in between.
In 2007, Hartford Stage launched a campaign to raise about $26 million to renovate its theatre and build its endowment. When the crash hit in 2008. Managing Director Michael Stotz says the worst is over now.
We took a pause then in the campaign. We were able to raise close to $11 million, but we took a pause to see what would happen with the economy, and of course, things have not changed. And so we actually did some of the work that we were intending to do with the money that was raised, and just now we are starting to regroup and figure out how to go about doing phase two.
Smaller companies have stopped corporate funding, but Stotz says the big donors are holding steady. With plans in place for a strong rebound, the show not only must go on, it appears that it surely will go on. Sujata Srinivasan, WNPR News.